UN food standards body, the Codex Alimentarius Commission, adopted new standards this week which protect consumer health worldwide. These new standards also include setting out maximum acceptable levels of lead in infant formula and of arsenic in rice. Codex standards serve in many cases as a basis for national legislation and provide food and safety benchmarks for international food trade. The annual meeting this week was attended by representatives from 170 countries, the European Union, as well as 30 international governmental and non-governmental organizations. FAO's Fiona Winward is in Geneva to share some of the highlights from the new standards adopted this week.
I'm here in Geneva at the annual meeting of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. With me are Tom Hyland and Anna Maria Bruno from the Codex Secretariat. Tom, what are some of the major decisions that countries have taken this week?
Well, hundreds of decisions were taken this week, but if I had to single out the three most important ones, I would say the safe levels of lead in infant formula, then the safe levels of arsenic in rice, and then our recent work on veterinary drug residues.
Regarding the maximum level of lead in infant formula, why was that decision taken and what does it mean for consumers?
Now, first of all, people ask me, why does lead end up in infant formula? Does somebody put it intentionally there or so? Well, lead, like many other trace elements, are environmental contaminants. So you find them in water, in the soil, and then they get into the raw materials which are used for producing infant formula, and thus they end up in the final product. So it is important that we set safe levels, that we say what is the maximum that could be in there so that no harm can be done to the children, because infants and young children are particularly vulnerable to the toxic effects of lead. They can suffer profound and permanent adverse health effects, particularly affecting the development of brain and nervous system, which can diminish their ability to learn. So infant formula contaminated with lead is a particular risk for infants because of the volume of the product also that they consume. And this can be controlled by controlling the sourcing of the raw materials from areas where lead is less present. So by setting such a new limit, the consumer can be sure that the product is safer. And new studies have shown that it is needed to set the limit lower, new scientific studies, and thus the Codex Alimentarius Commission has now adopted much lower limits than before, which make the final product safer for the consumer and for the infants.
Countries also set a maximum level of arsenic in rice for the first time this week. Why and what will it mean for consumers and farmers?
Arsenic, like lead, is a very, very toxic contaminant that is naturally present in high levels in the groundwater and soil of a number of countries, including many countries in Latin America, in Asia, also in the Americas. This toxic element can enter the food chain when it is absorbed by crops from water and soil. Now, the problem is that rice in particular is a crop that can take up more arsenic than other crops, and as a staple food for millions of people, it can contribute significantly to arsenic exposure, which is detrimental to human health. And long-term exposure can cause cancer, skin lesions, and it has also been associated with developmental effects, heart disease, diabetes, and damage to the nervous system and brain. So this is a particular concern, especially also in some Asian countries where paddy fields are irrigated with groundwater containing arsenic-rich sediments from shallow tube wells. So improving irrigation and agricultural practices can help there to reduce the arsenic contamination. For example, growing crops in raised beds instead of flooded fields. So while we have now set a limit to protect the consumer, we are also working on a code of practice that will help the farmer to reduce the contamination and to reach those limits so that they can sell their products safely.
Anna Maria, countries also recommended new measures for veterinary drugs in food-producing animals. Can you explain more?
Yes, with pleasure. Veterinary drugs are normally used by farmers for producing food of animal origin. They are using veterinary drugs in cattle, in pigs, in poultry, in fish and shrimps. And what is important is that the use of these veterinary drugs may end up in residues in the food that the consumer are eating. These measures that have been adopted by CODES and by members this week are very important because they address a certain type of residues that may be very harmful and is considered unsafe for the consumer. This measure will ensure that the food that is consumed, and in particular the food of animal origin, such as meat or fish, honey and eggs, is more safe. This measure also allows government to give clear instruction to the farmer on how to produce food that is more safe.